I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on our visit to historic Colchester in the fine county of Essex. Around the year 60 AD, Colchester was attacked by Boadicea, queen of the Iceni, the tribe that rose in revolt against Roman rule for centuries. She's been known as Boadicea, but a group of Cambridge linguists recently insisted from a study of proto-Celtic languages that Boadicea must be pronounced Boudica. What a bunch of tockers. The next significant event in Colchester occurred in 1846 with the arrival of the railway. The new line connected London to Ipswich, which meant that a standard time zone had to be adopted. Until then, if it was noon in London, it was 12:15 in Colchester, while in Ipswich, the little hand was on one and the big hand was on five. Actually, you know, the people of Ipswich don't find jokes like that especially funny. They say they can count the times they've laughed at them on the fingers of one hand. So seven, then. Colchester is home to the headquarters of the Model Railway Enthusiasts Society. They currently have a special offer on lifetime membership, which comes with unlimited virginity. The curator of Colchester's Roman Life Museum, Arthur Williams, insists on living like a Roman, has changed his name to Artus Villius, and even talks to his family and tells jokes only in Latin. Sado. Sadas, sadat, sadamus, sadatus, sadant. But he's not alone here in telling 2,000-year-old jokes. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Tony Hawkes. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Pippa Evans. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a game based on unsuccessful products. Despite huge marketing campaigns and the best of intentions, some products are doomed to fail. Take, for example, Sainsbury's ill-fated condom for life. So, teams, I'd like you to suggest some products that never caught on with the public. Barry, you can start.
Pop poodle.
Tim.
Samsung Galaxy firelighters.
Pippa.
KY jelly babies.
Tony.
Anti-inflammatory condoms.
A boil in the bag.
Oh. Baby ejector seats. The anal bee electric toothbrush.
The combined lightning rod and selfie stick.
S&M's.
Fingerless surgical gloves. Loo paper rental.
Well, time now. Time now for a musical round, as I invite the teams to play one song to the tune of another. Musical accompaniment is provided by our veteran pianist, Colin Sell. Incidentally, listeners may be interested to learn that Colin had an astonishing 7 hits in a single year, as he's had to completely redesign his website. OK, we will start with you, Tim. I would like you to sing the words of Hanky Panky by Madonna to the tune of Loch Lomond.
Some girls, they like candy, and others like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your hand somewhere on my behind. Treat me like I'm a bad girl, even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me, you can just spank me. Some guys like to sweet talk and others they like to tease. Tie my hands behind my back and ooh, I'm in ecstasy. Don't slob away with kisses, I can get that from my sisters. Before I get too cranky, you better like hanky. Up hanky!
Barry, you're next, please. I'd like you to sing the words of your pink toothbrush to the tune of On the Street Where You Live.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? You're a pink toothbrush, and I think, toothbrush, that we met by the bathroom door. Glad to meet toothbrush, such a sweet toothbrush, how you thrill me through. And through don't be hard toothbrush on a soft toothbrush, 'cause I can't help loving you every time I hear you whistle. It makes my nylon bristle.
Ah, Barry Cryer says, marvellous how he can still get up to those high notes. That's the trouble is, he can't remember what he went up there for. Your turn, Pippa. I'd like you to sing the words of Combine Harvester by the Wurzels to the tune of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I drove my tractor through your haystack last night. I threw my pitchfork at your dog to keep quiet. Now something's telling me that you're avoiding me. Come on now, darling, you got something that I need. 'Cause I got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key. Come on now. Let's get together in perfect harmony. I got 20 acres and you got 43.
Pippa. Thank you, Pippa. She sounds so different on Gardener's Question Time. And finally, Tony, I'd like you to sing the words of Rehab by Amy Winehouse to the tune of By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no. No, I ain't got the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he tried to make me go to rehab, I won't go.
Thanks, Tony. Well, the next game is called Word for Word, and it's all about words. The Matua tribe in Equatorial New Guinea have no word for no, although, interestingly, the Matua women have 49 words for headache. In this game, each team attempts to exchange unrelated words while the opposing team tries to spot a connection. So, Tim and Pippa, you can start exchanging your words, while Barry and Tony, you should challenge to take over play if you think you've spotted a connection. Off you go, please, Tim and Pippa.
Dustbin.
Gyrate.
Crumpet.
Fisherman's friend.
Buttock.
Tim, you noticed the connection there between fisherman's friend and buttock.
But call me Tony.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
I agree.
If I may, Tony.
You wouldn't have a fisherman's friend without buttocks. So, you know, you'd kind of say, no, I don't want you as my friend. So there's a kind of connection there.
That's a sort of a negative connection, though, that you wouldn't have a fisherman's
friend.
It
is. Yeah, fortunately, it was Tim that challenged.
Yes. Oh. I'm afraid you've lost 2 points there, Tim. And it's over to Tony. Tony and Barry.
Shall we start?
Yes. Tim.
Hesitation.
Corporal.
Eugenics.
Glove puppet.
Jig.
What?
Jig.
Repetition.
Your challenge was repetition, was it? I feel you tricked them into that. So it's over to you, yeah. Tony and Barry.
Abacus.
Thrusting.
B-Day.
Blunder.
Coria.
Tim.
I once had a thrusting B-Day blunder, and I... and I don't really want to talk about it.
Well, I... Oh, goodness. Oh. Now, that gong tells me that I have successfully come up with a way of ending that game. Well, the next round is all about the world of medicine. The NHS today is often in the news for long patient waiting lists and chronic overcrowding, but I have it on very good authority that the local hemorrhoid day clinic always has plenty of free seats. In this round, one team has developed an obscure condition which the other team should attempt to diagnose. And we'll start with you, Tim and Pippa. The identity of your complaint is now being displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Tim and Pippa think they're the M25. Tim and Pippa think they're the M25.
Off you go, Tim and Pippa.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, good morning. What seems to be the problem?
Is it cold in here? It's probably just me. I've got terrible circulation.
And I'm a bit worried about my shoulders.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, Tim, they're very hard.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always close to a breakdown.
Nice bollards, Tim.
Thanks.
I think you're suffering under the apprehension that you believe you are a motorway.
Yes.
Oh.
Specifically, was it the M25?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
M25.
Yes.
Okay, your turn to be patients, Barry and Tony, and again, the identity of your mystery medical condition now be displayed. And here is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Barry and Tony think they're cats. Barry and Tony think they're cats.
Do come in.
Welcome. Welcome to you. Hello. I go to the doctors a lot. Hello. Hello. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, do... do you have a problem?
Sorry, are you talking to us?
Tell us what the problem is, otherwise we can't help you.
Actually, I think I'll take a stroll over here. No reason.
What is the matter with you? What is the problem?
The sofa looks comfy. I could give that a right seeing to.
What, What the problem is. It's a straight answer.
We just want to live here, really.
Yeah, we were wondering whether we might come and live here. We wanted to see what you have to offer.
Yeah, we don't want to be hasty. I mean, there's other ones we've got to see as well, aren't
there? I'll be honest, I've got no idea what is going on.
I'm in shock. I was nearly hit by a milk float yesterday. I could have died.
You're always saying that.
No, I'm not.
I've heard you say it at least 8 times.
Oh, wait a minute.
Have you got any milk?
I think I know it.
Well, that's very lucky. 8 out of 10 places never have any milk.
Do you think you're cats?
OK, next up is a quick-fire round called the Yes-No Interlude. So, Tim, can you name the President of France?
Yes.
Barry, do you know what the capital of Ghana is?
No.
Pippa now, can you spell pneumonia?
Yes.
Tony, do you know where you'd find a slow loris?
No.
Well done, I'm impressed. Shall we go around again?
Yes.
Incorrect, the answer is no. The next round is entitled Specialist Greeting Cards. The card manufacturers often target certain regions with specific cards. A bestseller here in Essex is the plastic surgery range. Congratulations, 38 double D today. However, there's definitely a gap in the market in the UK, team, so I'd like you, please, to come up with special occasion rhymes and messages for events not currently catered for by today's greetings card companies. You can start this one, please, Pippa.
For Granny's 100th birthday. You've reached 100 years of age, so we're dancing a conga to wish you happiness all your life, or a fortnight, whichever's longer.
Barry.
This is to an old gay mate who's just come out. So pleased to hear that you've come out. Not telling has been such a strain. Just sorry that your agoraphobia meant you had to go back in again.
Tony.
This is on the occasion of your wife leaving you for another woman. You had a lovely marriage, shared such special days, just a shame you didn't notice that she liked to swing both ways.
This is wishing somebody best of luck on their travels. You like to travel when you're bored, somewhere close but still abroad. But now something comes and completely wrecks it. Yes, you're right, it's bloody Brexit.
This is congratulations on starting a media studies degree course. Your future's sorted. 3 whole years of study and enjoyment, then £50,000 of debt and long-term unemployment.
This is congratulations on becoming a cyclist. Roses are red, and if the traffic lights are, just ignore them.
On moving to the flat below Brian Blessed. Silent night, holy night, Gordon's alive! That gave you a fright.
Commiserations card to somebody losing their BHS pension.
Oh, God.
It's not just you that's losing lots. What about me, I mean? Right now I'm down to my last 3 yachts. Yours ever, Philip Green.
This is on the occasion of leaving Eastern Europe for a new job in England. Surely there is nothing now, your new life to obstruct. Oh, dearie me, there's Brexit. Now you're really... Actually, I'm not going to finish this.
On losing a winning lottery ticket. I hear you lost your ticket on that night we went out boozing. It brings a tear when I think of the money that you're losing. I'll see you when I'm back from the Bahamas, where I'm cruising.
This is to the owner of a sick cat. Your pussycat's been poisoned. What a dreadful thing to happen. At least he knows now not to use my flower beds to crap on.
Time for a musical game now called Name That Joke. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Colin tells us he's recently been trying to put together a five-piece, and when that's done, he says he'll try a more challenging jigsaw. In this round, Colin will play a series of musical clues which fit together to form a well-known joke. Now, the teams must try to identify each clue in turn, and the team which identifies the joke first wins. So, fingers on buzzers, and Colin, can we have the first musical clue, please? Tim.
How much is that doggy in the window?
It was, I think. Yeah.
Okay, this vet said to the guy who came in, "I'm terribly sorry, I'm going to have to put your dog down." I said, "Why?" "Because he's so bloody heavy."
I went to a zoo and I only had one dog. It was a shih tzu.
This man was teaching a dog to play the trumpet on a train in Essex. And within half an hour, it had got from barking to tooting.
It's not that. I think it's the joke about the dog that's in the second-hand shop, and this man is wandering round, and as he goes past this dog, the dog says, "Hello, mate, how are you doing?" The bloke can't believe it. And the dog says, don't me, I can talk, you know, don't get fazed by it. I'm an exceptional dog, you know, I shouldn't really be here. I used to work in Colombia, I was a sniffer dog, I've busted some of the biggest drug rings that have been going. Then I gave that up because I wanted to give a little bit back, and I came over here and I worked as a guide dog for the blind, and then sadly my owner died, and now I'm here. The bloke says, "This is incredible." Goes up to the guy that runs the shop, says, "Is that dog for sale?" The bloke says, "Yes." He says, "How much?" He says, "It's a tenner." He says, "A tenner for a dog like that? How can it be so cheap?" He said, "Because he's a bloody liar, hasn't done any of those things."
Okay, let's try the next clue, please, Colin. Barry.
Is that sexual healing? Nothing to do with the round. I was just talking about earlier. No, well,
it's not the healing for me.
Yeah, that was sexual healing, wasn't it, Colin?
An older couple, and she said to him, "Let's go upstairs and make love." He said, "I can't do both."
I think it's the one about a man who's very keen on doing some lovemaking. So he goes to the chemist, and he says to the chemist, "Do you sell Viagra?" And the chemist says, "Yes." And the man says, "Can you get it over the counter?" And he says, "Yes, if you take enough of it."
I was making love to my wife the other night when she said, "Go on, say dirty things to me." I said, "Bath, kitchen, living room."
They give old guys Viagra in old people's homes, you know. It stops them rolling out of bed.
What are the three words a woman doesn't want to hear when she's making love?
I don't know.
"Honey, I'm home."
Okay, thank you for those. We'll go on to the next clue to the joke that we're trying to get to. Tony?
Is that the theme tune to the vet programme? What's it called?
All Creatures Great and Small.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So that's set in Yorkshire. So I've got a Yorkshire joke that I think it might be. A man takes his cat to the vet. He says to the vet, he says, "Hey up, lad, I need to talk to thee about my cat." And the vet says, "Is this a Tom?" And he says, "No, I brought it with us."
This old dear had a dog called Bobby, and she'd always pop him out for his ritual pee. And one night she was up west in London having a good time, and she gets home about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and she pops Bobby out for his pee, and he doesn't come back, and she goes out, and he's at it with a bitch from down the road. And she shouted, she got a bucket of water, she prodded them with a broom, and she panicked. So she rang the local vet, and he picked the phone up and said, She said, "It's Miss Barnett, Miss Diviner." She said, "You know my dog, Bobby?" She says, "He'd had it with the bitch from down the road, and I've poured a bucket of water and prodded them with a broom and shouted at them, I don't know what to do." He said, "Bring him to the phone." She said, "Well, that's stop him." He said, "It's just stop me."
Well, in fact, Barry, you've won that round. You've connected the three clues, the dog, the making love and the vet. So, well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time for a quick round of Essex Film Club. Samantha tells me she's a fan of all things Essex and recently spent an enjoyable day in Clacton helping a gentleman friend set up his world-famous seafood stall. She says you simply can't beat the sight of his huge, freshly washed mussels, or indeed the salty aftertaste of his award-winning winkle. Teams, I'd like you to suggest film titles likely to prove popular with people from Essex. And Tony, you can start.
Look Back in Ongar.
Harlow Dolly.
Epping Forrest Gump.
The Man with Two Brain Trees.
To Kill an Orange Bird.
Bring Me the Sunbed of Alfredo Garcia.
Pulp Frinton.
All's Well That Chigwell.
The Vajazzle Singer.
Chavatar.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the inebriated squaddy of time is ejected from the Wetherspoons of destiny and the disgruntled minicab driver of fate instigates the soiling charge of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Colchester, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Tony Hawkes, Timbrook Taylor and Pippa Evans have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. Programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.